Welcome to Spitalfields Music What Next series. During our Summer Festival 2015, we've asked people to give us a personal reflection about the impact of the arts on society. Across 18 talks, you'll hear a variety of opinions, from artists to producers, cultural leaders to audience members. Today, Paul Ogard, Head of Creativity and Innovation at Poplar Harker, talks about the role of the arts in regenerating an area.
My name is Paul Ogard. I'm the Head of Creativity and Innovation at Poplar Harker. Poplar Harker is a housing association based in East London. We manage about 9,000 homes, but also 12 community centres, hundreds of shops, green space and roads. The Harker element of our name is Homes and Regeneration Community Association, which is to say that we've always been about much more than housing, and also approaching the regeneration of the area in a broad sense. So not just about the physical, but also about how the community evolves and changes as well, in line with any physical change. So my role in Poplar Harker is focused on the non-physical regeneration, or rather the non-residential element. So much development is obviously residential led and the basis of the housing need, especially within the capital. And we were set up a year ago essentially to look at all the elements that makes the place and ensure that as the physical place changes, so the everything else that makes the place for people, that's the current community, that's visitors, and that's the community that's coming in, evolves at the same time. So you get a cohesive sense of regeneration, so that the physical isn't seen to lead the way, and then the rest of the notion of the place is sort of window dressing to that physical regeneration, but much more that they're fundamentally entwined. So large shiny buildings don't arrive in an area and are seen as the sort of sledgehammer approach to changing places, that the place is already changing and the physical changes are simply part of that gradual evolution. Our team is called the Accents Team, which stands for Arts, Culture, Community, Enterprise, New Technology and Sustainability. But essentially, it's about everything that makes the place. So that might be music, that might be heritage, that might be leisure. It might be a whole range of things that make people feel about what a place is about. I think it's sort of predicated on an idea that if you ever ask a person about a place that they know about, and they will rarely talk about the physical infrastructure. They will talk about what a place feels like, what it means to them, what their connections are with that place, what they do there, what they love. So within that, the idea of arts and culture being a fundamental part of the regenerative process is impossible to ignore. Why you would change the buildings, why you would increase the school numbers, improve the educational rates, and why you would improve the public realm, you would do something about the roads and potentially access to green spaces or blue spaces, but wouldn't equally build in a sustainable manner the arts and cultural offer and build it into the physical changes is anathema. Of course it makes the place. Of course, if we're all referring to the idea of our community or where we live, there's an element of that which is both cultural with a little C and a big C. So my challenge to developers, and by that I mean not just developers in terms of people building new homes, etc., companies for profit, but also the local authorities, housing associations, landowners, all those people who are a part of that regeneration sphere, and that is really broad. That's really everyone, because we're all key to this. We're all part of our society changing, and to think that to sort of separate ourselves from that and say it's someone else changing this and it's not us, will end up with only the place that other person wants to build. What's key is that we A, involve ourselves, and B, then think long term and understand, are all the elements being seeded here to create a holistically full, broad offer that will be resonant within 30 and 50 years.
That was Paul Ogod talking about the role the arts can play in regenerating an area. Tomorrow's speaker is Fran Lobo, one of Spitalfields Music's trainee music leaders. During our Summer Festival 2015, we're releasing a new podcast each day. Find out more at spitalfieldsmusic.org.uk, follow on SoundCloud, and give us your thoughts on Twitter at Spitsmusic.